بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is program is set for you to get to know more about interesting topics and have a great discussion to listen to. Well, this is Asma. I have the honor to be your host. And here with us, we have a sister Zainab and sister Masume. Assalamu alaikum, both of you, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having us.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you.
Wa alaikum assalam. Well, as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to introduce yourself pretty much briefly. And let's start with Sister Zainab.
Okay, I'm Zainab Askari from Indian controlled Kashmir and a master's in linguistics and studying Hausa for a past decade now.
I am Masuma Jafari. I'm from Pakistan and I'm studying English literature.
That's very great. Thank you both of you for coming here. It's a pleasure to sit here and have a discussion with both of you. So in today's cinema or fiction, you can see that there are many efforts trying to take you into a parallel world in which there is no problem, everything is peachy, everything is perfect, and then the motive of the stories, if there is any motive, because as for postmodern art, there is no search for motive or stuff like that. But then what you get from these movies and stories is that even if there was no problem, even if there was no aging, even if there was no issue, and even if there was no death, human beings were not happy.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Why is that?
So, first of all, we should accept that not having problems does not equal being happy.
Yeah.
Because I think...
But we don't realize that.
Yeah, kind of. In real life, in practical life, yes. We sometimes wish that everything was perfect.
Yeah.
But then if we think deeply, if everything would be perfect, then there wouldn't be any hustle, there wouldn't be any hardship, there wouldn't be any feeling of success and joy. And then we might drown into the feeling of sadness or some layers of depression. Because, depression have different layers, as we all know. So we misunderstand this concept. If we don't have problems, we will be happy. No, we will be happy if we can face those problems well. So sadness and happiness, they're together, they're inseparable. And we can only understand the concept of joy when we have experienced grief.
Indeed, I remember like when it was the coronavirus time.
Yeah.
It was the first time I happened to have some another version of this virus, but I happened to lose my voice for a week. Trust me, I have never, like I'm a speaker, I work in media,
everything you do needs voice.
It's based on my voice. And I swear I had never ever before realized the importance of this very basic blessing before I get affected with this. So yes, disease are there. These things are there to teach you some lesson, maybe to make you realize, to make you mindful of some blessing, maybe.
Exactly.
So, and I think this is very, very, very important. And like we have had in the family, like someone was really ill and the sufferings they had to go through, the sufferings, the test, it was for us to be around this particular person. So it's all been...
And it's not easy. Nobody
journey.
Says it's
It has
easy.
Taught us a lot and it has... I would say it makes you mature.
Exactly. Though it's not easy. Indeed, we have created human beings in difficulties and hardships. So welcome back. This is Back to Reality. Sister Zainab and Sister Masume are with us. And we're talking about what if there was no misery, there was no sickness, there was no illness, there was no sadness. Would we stay happy forever in those cases? But it turns out that even if we don't have it right now in our real life, but the fiction world has done it and it apparently tells us that, no, you wouldn't have been happy, even if there was a world in which there was no mortality, there was no illness, and there was no problem.
As you opened the second part, as you've opened this part of the program with a verse, لَغَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ, it's a verse from Surah Balad that we have created human being in constant struggle. This verse in itself clarifies
that.
It defines it all, that life is a constant struggle. So don't find peace here. Peace is only meant for the hereafter. So in another realm of life, we can't be expecting that, because, you know, we feel like, okay, if I achieve this particular thing, then I'll be the most happiest person.
Yeah.
If I get this particular thing, then I'll be.
Mm-hmm.
But when we keep on achieving things, and when we look back, we even laugh at ourselves, what I was craving for.
Yeah.
As we happen to develop, get more mature. Life is full of, like, life has its own, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said it in a perfect manner, as he says in Surah Inshiqaq as well, tabaqa and tabaq, the stage by stage, you are heading towards a meeting with me on that day. Some of you will be holding your book of deeds in your right hands and some in the left hand. So he is constantly making a focus towards, like, how you should be meeting me on the day of judgment, because just even this concept of giving your book on the right hand or left hand means if you move towards forward, in a forward direction, you will receive it in right hand, and if in backward, if you move in a backward direction, you will receive it in left hand. And that's what you do with the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. If you faced the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means if you followed, you will receive definitely it face to face. But if you did a back towards the commands of Allah, you will move in a reverse
I get it,
situation,
yeah.
And then you will receive the book. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly in Quran is emphasizing on this point, that this world is a, you know, it's a fleeting
world.
It's a fleeting world, and please, like, you have to, what is the, like, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes says that I did not create jinn and ins, I did not create the jinn and the human being except for ibadat, except for worship. And worship is not just being on the prayer mat.
Yeah, exactly.
Worship in itself is a deep topic, which maybe one day we'll get.
Yeah, it gets another episode for itself. So, Sister Masume, I was just saying that, and as just Sister Zainab mentioned, this world is not a world of peace.
Indeed.
There is no absolute peace. If you think, I remember one scholar was just giving a lecture, and then that scholar was so wise, and he had a long history. So he was just saying that in an answer to the question of one of his students, he said that, I promise you, there is no peace of mind in this world. It's always busyness, it's always hustles and bustles, it's always anxiety, it's always having something to deal with in your brain.
Indeed.
If there was a night that you put your head on the pillow without having a problem, and then you thought everything is so perfect, and then you have no more of problems and issues to deal with, then trust me, that's the last night of your life.
That's death.
Yeah, that's death coming towards you. I do agree with that. And at that time, I was so young. I didn't realize what he said. I was just saying that, what do you mean? Like, what is it? Am I going to live like this with this presumption that I'm not going to have peace of mind? And then as I got much more mature, as I got older, I realized, yes, really. There would be no night that you sleep with no worries. And that's the nature of life.
And alhamdulillah that we, from the very beginning of our journey in this world, we are guided by Allah, we as Muslims, that this is not an easy place. So it's not like we would need to spend a lifetime and then realize that, oh my God, this life was not meant for peace. Here I was supposed to cultivate and, you know, have a better life in Akhirah and stuff like that. So alhamdulillah, we have this teaching from the very beginning. So we're not shocked. At some point, because like from the very beginning, when we start reading Quran and then we start reading the translation, we get a little idea, we get a little prepared that, oh, God has created human in hardship. Okay, what does it mean? So like slowly, gradually, we realize, and we're not in a state of in a state of shock that, oh my God, this life has no peace. So alhamdulillah, I'm very grateful for that. Allah is teaching us and He's showing us the way and the nature of this world.
He's giving us clues.
Yeah, He is giving us clues because He created it and He knows the best.
So this world is a place of plantation. And then the hereafter is going to be the reaping of this plantation. So the thing about this world, the nature of this world, is that we don't have to stick to it so deeply, but we have just try to make the best out of it for the hereafter when we have to reap whatever that we have been planting.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. Well, this is the final month and the last part of today's episode. Well, speaking about world and its transitory nature and the fact that we're here to plant, not to stick to it as eternity, reminds me of Imam Ali alayhi salam's words. He has got a lot of quotes about this world and the nature of this world and the nature of our living. One of those is that his attitude towards this life is very interesting. Like, he actually thinks of it as a sort of a chance. It would give you this chance and opportunity to grow. To grow in the qualities you would have, or to plant more for your future, for your eternity that is the hereafter. Like in one of his words, with regard to this worldview that he's got, he always tries to reject the world. And this is very interesting. He actually is teaching us that we have to create a balance, like not to stick to the world too much and not to forget it all. So in one of his words, he says to the world that, go and seduce another one. I am not going to be seduced by you. To have this perspective is actually going to help us realize this transitory feature of life. Like, do not take it so seriously. Whatever that you're seeing around yourself, whatever you're beholding, it's just a matter of testing, just as you said. And one way or another, there's a full stop to it, and everything is going to end. So we have to have this in our mind when we are talking about what if there was no illness, sadness, and death.
When talking about, for example, never having death, there's a Japanese author who wrote a very good literary piece on Let It Go. So he talks about an auntie misery. She has some magical tree until and unless she does not wish someone to get out of it, because she was annoyed by children. So she wishes something and children get stuck on it. So one day death comes at her door and she wants to take her. And then she says, I want to take a pear. Can you get it for me? I'm so old to get it. So then she wishes it to get stuck there. And entire world, she says, is in chaos. There's more hospitals, there's crowd in the hospitals, the old want to die, they wish to die, they are not dying. There's a huge chaos, and then she realized it's time to let it go.
Exactly.
So there are many authors who have actually defined it that sometimes, even for death, it's time to let go. Like, for example, then she releases the death and says, like, you can do your job.
The whole idea is that we have to realize that when there's a beginning to our life, there's an end to it.
Yes.
To everyone in this world.
To everyone and everything.
And we should actually understand this, heart and soul.
So at some point you might, like we as human, we might think this is a sad thing to accept, but we realize that no, this is not a sad thing. Death, because of death, we value our life. And in the result of valuing that, we would do good to ourselves and others.
Yeah, that's very true. So thank you, Sister Zainab, and thank you, Sister Masume. This was all. I hope you have just enjoyed it. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi,
هذه أمة رايزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي التي أمة رايزك لتصي دليلتك وانسكن.